This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on two homes in Gaza. The U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the Israeli prime minister. The Israel continued battling Hamas militants in pursuit of its elusive goal of full control of northern Gaza after the U.N. Security Council appealed for more aid for the Palestinian enclave, but stopped short of demanding a ceasefire. Reuters' Olivia Zolino.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday about the situation in Israel and Gaza.
I had a long talk with Netanyahu today, and it's a private conversation.
While leaving for Camp David, Biden told reporters he did not ask Netanyahu for a ceasefire. Israel's main ally has kept up its support while expressing concern over the growing casualty toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Netanyahu's office said in a statement, the Israeli leader, quote, made clear that Israel will pursue the war.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said Friday his government will reinforce measures to contain migration as he seeks to help the United States cope with record numbers of people trying to reach the border. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner tells us more.
We will boost as much as we can to help maintain an orderly flow, said Lopez Obrador, adding, recently there was an abnormal surge. Lopez Obrador's comments came a day after he spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden. Both agreed that more enforcement was needed at their shared frontier, as record numbers of migrants disrupt border trade.
That is Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese state media say the strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week, killing at least 148 people, has caused economic losses estimated to be worth tens of millions in the agricultural and fisheries industries. State broadcaster CCTV reports authorities in Gansu conducted preliminary assessments that showed the province's agricultural and fisheries industries have lost about 74.6 million. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck in the mountainous region Monday night between Gansu and another province and about 800 miles southwest of Beijing. Beginning in 1978, cooperation between Chinese and U.S. universities expanded for decades, largely insulated from the fluctuations in relations between the two countries, but today it's in decline.
A strategic rival, and their growing fears about Chinese spying. The number of Chinese students in the U.S. is down, and U.S.-Chinese research collaboration is shrinking. Academics are shying away from potential China projects over fears that seemingly minor missteps could end their careers. This decline isn't hurting just students and researchers. Analysts say it will undercut American competitiveness and weaken global efforts to address health issues. Previous collaborations have led to significant advances, including in influenza surveillance and vaccine development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Cologne, Germany say indications of a possible attack have led them to search the country's landmark cathedral with sniffer dogs.
Police say that worshippers attending Christmas Eve Mass on Sunday in the Cologne landmark will undergo security screening before being allowed in. Cologne's towering cathedral, whose twin spires are 157 meters tall, is a major tourist destination visited by some 6 million people a year. Meanwhile, police in Vienna, Austria, also said Saturday that they are taking heightened security measures around churches and Christmas markets, deploying both uniformed and plainclothes officers. Neither police agency has specified the threat, but the DPA news agency says police detected signs of a possible attack by Islamic extremists without citing a specific source. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Authorities in France say about 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America are sequestered in a French airport for a third day because of an investigation into suspected human trafficking. Prosecutors say two people were detained and others are still being questioned. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.